This podcast is supported by FedEx.
FedEx offers picture proof of delivery, packageless and paperless returns, as well as weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. on Saturday and 50% on Sunday.
See the FedEx service guide for delivery information.
FedEx Ground service is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See what FedEx can do for your business.
Absolutely. Positively. FedEx.
Canva.
6 years ago, Nick and I were designing the pitch deck for our media company.
Yeah, we didn't want it to look like some amateur college PowerPoint. We wanted to impress investors. So we made our first pitch deck on Canva.
Canva is the easy-to-use online design platform for presentations, social media posts, physical flyers, anything you can design.
And Canva turns you into a digital Da Vinci, delighting your audience with design.
They got these color palettes that you can use. It makes your work look beautiful.
We used presentation templates that were available for free and then customized them for our company.
And guess what? That summer, we sold that company, Market Snacks, thanks to the deck we built with Canva.
Oh, and funny thing, we still use Canva today for all our design projects.
So Yetis, start designing today at canva.com.
Canva, designed for work. Airbnb.
I just got invited to the first wedding of the summer.
Yeah.
Happens to be a gay wedding.
Nice.
Very excited to attend.
And the first thing that you did, Jack?
Book a hotel for the wedding.
Okay. Second thing that you did?
List my place as available that weekend on Airbnb.
Millions of people host on Airbnb, but millions more have never even thought about hosting.
Here's the thing. We've said it's great to make money while you sleep. Actually, Warren Buffett said that.
Well, when you're an Airbnb host, you make money while you sleep and while someone else sleeps.
That's why anytime I'm traveling, I immediately jump into Airbnb and set my house as available. It's that easy.
So Yetis, your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And this is Snacks Daily. It is Friday, the real Friday, October 29th.
You gonna compliment my turtleneck?
I love what you're wearing. What is this Friday outfit today? Can we talk about this? What are you wearing over there, Jack?
It's 90 degrees in San Francisco. Nick's wearing a t-shirt. It's 42 here in northern Vermont.
Yeah.
So I'm wearing a turtleneck because it's date night over here.
This isn't just a turtleneck, Jack. This is a giant turtleneck. This is like a Galapagos tortoise turtleneck we're talking about over here.
Nick's like, Jack, why are you wearing a scarf? It's not a scarf.
The turtleneck is wearing a turtleneck, Jack. It's a big turtleneck.
Snackers, today's pod, it's the best one
yet. It's a TBOY. Jack, what's our first story today?
Redbox. It's up 23% after going public by focusing on...
Wait for it.
DVD rentals.
DVDs. Redbox didn't just find the American couch potato. It found the ultimate American couch potato.
For our second story, Amazon just announced earnings for the summer, but we're looking forward to the upcoming holiday season.
Because Amazon just bred an army of elves. Or are they anti-elves? Did we decide on that?
For our third and final story,
let's go.
The baby toy maker Love Every makes toys that babies love, parents love, and babies' brains appreciate.
And they just hit an $800 million valuation because children evolve and so should the product.
Snackers, before we hit that wonderful mix.
This is the best way to go into a weekend, Jack.
I am so warm and cozy in this turtleneck.
Well, I can barely see you, so it is hard for me, but I'm glad you're comfortable.
Snackers, there's been a lot of name changes that you may be unaware of.
Yeah, Jack and I jumped in snack style. Prepare to have your reality messed with for the next 2 minutes.
Bruno Mars?
Yeah, his real name, it's Peter Jean, not Bruno Mars.
Alicia Keys?
Yeah, more like Alicia something else.
She's really Alicia Cook.
Jack, how about Vin Diesel?
He was born as Mark Sinclair.
Jack, how about John Wayne, aka The Duke?
Get this, the famous Western actor, his real name, his born name, is Marion Morris.
I'm sorry, is that John Wayne or John Wayne's sister?
Well, Zuck is going to Zuck the entire concept we just outlined for him.
Snackers, yesterday, Facebook just announced that Facebook has a brand spanking new name, and that name is Meta.
That's right.
Yeah.
Facebook is now Meta.
Exactly.
Like, that's so Meta.
That's what it is. And there are two reasons why Facebook will now be called Meta going forward.
First, because Zuck's trying to build a virtual reality world, which he calls the Metaverse.
And second, because it's awkward that an app that Gen Z hates is the name of the entire Facebook company.
That's right. So the company is going to be Meta. The app, your Aunt Karen still likes, is still going to become Facebook.
Yeah, third reason here, Zuck just really likes Greek names and, you know, you can't go wrong with a Greek name. But full disclosure, Snackers, Facebook and Vin Diesel, they're not the only ones with some name operations going on.
That's right. Nick, do you have something to tell the Snackers here?
All right, full disclosure, this is Nick and I was born Nicholas with an H in Nicholas, but I legally removed the H to sound more like an Eastern European hockey player when I was a little kid.
You did that when you were like 10, right?
Yeah, it was an intense legal process, but it had to happen.
Well, Snackers, this is Jack. When I was 31, I legally changed my last name to Cravici Kramer after getting married to a Cravici.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for everyone who's changing names these days?
Don't hate the player, hate the name.
Even if it's an Eastern European hockey player.
Let's hit at 3 stars.
You're tuned in to Snacks Daily. We spoke to the lawyers and we gotta get something legal out the way. The snacks about the hair ain't food, it's ear candy. They don't reflect the views of the Robin Hood family. It's all informational, just so you know. We're not recommending any securities. Nope. It's not a research report or investment advice. Not an offer or sale of a security. Right. Snacks is digestible. Business news for you. Robin Hood Financial, LLC. Member FINRA /SIPC.
For our first story, Redbox, the legend of the DVD, just went public this week.
Get this, the stock is up 23% since.
Shocker.
Because Redbox has found the ultimate American couch potato.
Okay, first of all, keyword ultimate. Second of all, Redbox, we're talking the blockbuster in a box.
Go to your local grocery store.
Please.
And near the carts, there's going to be a big red rectangle.
Snackers, like, send us a pic of this. If you see one in the wild, we want to see this thing in the wild.
There's 40,000 Redbox DVD kiosks outside of drugstores, grocery stores, food stores, Home Depots.
Yeah, full disclosure, us in college, Jack, we'd walk out of Walgreens, grab an Eddie Murphy DVD from the Redbox, and then, like, return it 6 days later, probably 2 days late.
It's a vending machine for DVDs.
There you go.
Well, get this. Today, it's like still living its best life.
It's got like a bigger population than whatever state you're living in, Snackers.
39 million loyalty members still use Redbox.
And they can rent up to 24 DVDs at a time, which begs the question, what are you doing with 23 DVDs?
Now, obvious problem here, DVD rentals fell 90% in the past decade, and now they're going public?
Jack, I'm glad you mentioned it because obvious issue here, revenues over at Redbox are down 34% in the last year.
I think this is the only company we've seen go public whose business is declining.
Let me just check the whiteboard over here. Yeah, this is the first time this has ever happened.
But Snackers, that's not the end of the story.
No.
Redbox isn't just Blockbuster Video in a box.
Here's what Jack and I find fascinating about Redbox. It's also Netflix in a box. It is Blockbuster and Netflix in one company.
Redbox has some tricks.
Yeah.
They launched their own streaming service.
New thing, no DVD needed.
They also launched an app that has 43 million users who stream movies on their phone, their computer, or their smart TV.
No DVD needed.
They've even got a production arm making modest budget films.
With some random child star you kind of recognize. No DVD needed.
So the old Blockbuster Video-y part of the business,
we're talking like the 40,000 DVD Redbox kiosks,
it's gonna keep declining.
In the meantime, though, those 40,000 Redbox DVD kiosks are billboards, powerful billboards.
Snackers, in their slide deck, Redbox claims that 400 million eyeballs see these kiosks and look at them every week.
So they're not just kiosks pumping out DVDs, they're also giant billboard ads.
They're basically saying to people who will look at them, I know you love DVDs, but did you know you can watch a movie at home without these DVDs?
Did you know I'm still relevant? So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Redbox?
Redbox found the ultimate American couch potato.
And Snackers, this is more than what you're thinking. On the one hand, Redbox users are couch potatoes because they actually watch an insane amount of movies.
Slide number 6 of the paperwork they used to get SPAC-wired, Redbox says their members watch twice as many movies as the average American household.
But those same customers are also couch potatoes because they're not adapting to new technology. They're just sitting there on the couch.
Also slide 6 of their IPO deck.
Great slide.
70% of our customers are late adopters of new technology, clinging to their DVDs and cable TV subscriptions.
Well, Redbox isn't ignoring them like Netflix has or losing them like Blockbuster did.
It's guiding their transition from DVD to streaming, holding their hand from old tech to new tech.
Redbox, they loved couch potatoes 20 years ago and it won their trust and loyalty.
Now they're trying to usher them slowly into the streaming era.
The ultimate couch potatoes. For our second story, Jack's turtleneck starts eating his whole body and is encroaching on Jack's head and neck. Oh my God.
Really, I thought it was eating you for a second. But our second story, Amazon just announced earnings for the past summer.
I consider a turtleneck a pedestal for my noggin.
It's a lifestyle and a piece of furniture.
Amazon just showed us their summer earnings, but we're looking at the upcoming holidays and Amazon's army of anti-elves.
This is not your typical holidays, but first of all, Snackers, new CEO of Amazon, Andy Jassy, second time he's announced earnings, so maybe a little nervous. I don't know, you know, maybe a little concerned.
They were weak.
Yeah.
At least for Amazon standards.
Profits at Amazon were way lower than expected, and sales only rose 15%.
Compare 15% to 27% growth last quarter and 44% growth the quarter before that.
Ipso facto, Amazon stock fell right after the news and continued to drop.
Jassy also said that Amazon would take on several billion dollars of extra cost this quarter.
Amazon's going to probably spend like one Lyft on new things this quarter, which sounds like a lot of money, Jack.
You're wondering why? It's because we're heading into an unprecedented holiday season.
Prepare for Shipageddon, holiday disaster, Christmas canceled.
Despite the Delta variant, despite inflation, and despite the supply chain mess and worker shortage we're in.
Despite all those horrible, scary, terrible things.
Experts predict that holiday spending by you and me is going to rise by 7 to 9%.
Yeah, the PowerPoint number crunchers over at Deloitte, they say that 73% of retail executives think you're going to spend, get this, quote, more or significantly more on this holiday season.
By the way, L.L. Bean is like emailing you, begging you to order your Christmas stuff now.
Actually, Jack, I think L.L. Bean's emailing you and saying, please don't buy anything. There is no way we can fulfill this order for boots for the next 3 years.
But Amazon is ready. Get this. One out of every 150 American workers is an Amazon worker.
Okay, sit down, stand up, sit back down again. Snackers, one out of every 150 American workers, they work at Amazon.
Amazon hires temporary workers to handle like the extra workload in December.
Plenty of
them. They're hiring 150,000 temporary workers.
Yeah, can we sprinkle a little context on that absurdly large number of temporary workers at Amazon?
It's twice as many as last year, and it's like the state of Vermont.
That's more than like the number of people who work at Facebook, who work at Google. It's insane.
While other retailers are fighting and scrapping for a scarce number of ships, trucks, and cargo planes, Amazon is using their own.
You want to know how many distribution facilities Amazon has in the United States?
100. You want to know how many airplanes it has in the United States?
Almost 100. Jack, how many rocket ships does Amazon have access to?
Probably 100.
More than one.
I think they should name every distribution facility after a senator to like earn their voting support. That'd be a bold move.
From your mouth to PR's ears. So, Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Amazon?
A capital advantage is a competitive advantage.
Snackers, Amazon, it's worth nearly $2 trillion. If they need billions of dollars to hire millions of workers, they can just print and sell new stock. Plenty of new money.
They've got so much capital. If they need to build a new factory in Tulsa to serve the Oklahoma panhandle, they just got to email their investment bank and boom, it's done.
On the other hand, Walmart, their market cap is 1/4 as valuable as Amazon. So raising money is 4 times as expensive as Amazon's is.
Amazon's capital and funding advantage are even bigger if you compare them to Target or Best Buy or eBay or Etsy.
Yeah, Snackers, we're about to enter the most insane holiday shopping period ever. Shipageddon, Hall Disaster, Christmas canceled.
Amazon can afford a way bigger shipping and logistics army than just about anyone else.
Because of its crazy capital advantage.
For our third and final story, Jack's turtleneck has started hoarding cashmere from across the Vermont, New England area.
It's taking hostages.
Also, Love Every, that's our third story. They're a toy maker for kids, and they just hit a $800 million valuation.
Love Every is a baby unicorn, pioneering the baby subscription box.
But Jack, I feel like we need to clarify this. Is it Love Every or Lovery or Love Every?
The two words share one E. I'm a customer and I don't know how to pronounce it.
Either way, though, this could become the state of Idaho's first ever unicorn startup.
It's a toy maker.
It is.
Let's just call it Love Every.
Let's go with that.
And their hero product is the Love Every Play Gym.
You gotta love this gym. I believe you have firsthand experience with this, Jack.
Yeah, they don't have like dip bars, squat rack, or bench press.
No. This is an all-you-can-eat buffet of sensory development.
Baby can touch, hear, feel, see. Our kid loves it.
I love your parenting voice right now, Jack. Also, it includes a wooden tambourine that's like a whacking ring, which shows cause and effect for the baby.
Right. Wilder swats it, it jingles.
It also has an organic cotton high contrast ball.
It's ideal for grasping, batting, holding, cuddling.
Lots of teethable material.
Wilder is obsessed with this thing. He's like, football is life.
For a sentence. But that first product, that's not what Jack and I find fascinating. What we find fascinating is Love Every's subscription box.
The subscription box, you know, it's been around. You've heard of that business model.
Not a new business model. Birchbox sends monthly makeup boxes. BarkBox sends your puppy monthly chew toy boxes.
Love Every's subscription box is different. It grows with babies.
Yeah, here's what we're thinking. The next phase of subscription boxes is evolving with the user.
We typed in Wilder's birthday, which was April 9th.
I know.
And they send us a monthly box with age-appropriate toys to make sure Wilder's developing just right.
As the podfather, potentially, of this child, I know, for example, that at 1 month old, he got a very particular box, Jack.
He got these black and white Rorschach cards because black and white is the only contrast, and contrast is like good for the brain.
At 2 months old, though, you get a different box.
Yeah, kids can start to distinguish green from red from blue, so we got colorful Rorschach cards.
At 3 months old, it's a very different box.
A very high-end tissue box.
Very nice.
So he can push in, pull out the tissues, hand eye, cause and effect.
And here's the key to all those boxes, Snackers. Parents, they'll pay a premium for kids anything.
$80.
For a box full of playthings.
I see it every month on my statement.
That's four times as much as BarkBox charges for a dog box.
Which I also see on my statement.
And it's six times as much as BarkBox charges for its boxes for adults.
I can't vouch for that last one.
And that is how Love Every is on pace to do $100 million in revenue this year.
Which is double what they did last year.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our subscription box buddies over at Love Every?
Kids are the user, but they're not the customer. And that is the opportunity.
Snackers, the driver of the latest Love Every fundraise is their commitment to helping parents who need it, not just the kids.
America still has no paid parental leave nationwide. We're one of just six countries in the world that doesn't give you paid time off if you have a kid.
And right now, we got a shortage of childcare workers.
The next phase of growth for Love Every is becoming basically a Montessori school, but for parents.
Yeah, funny thing we noticed. Love Every just launched an app this week with tips and Q&A sessions with parenting experts.
They also launched online courses, like a $50 video, so you can nail tummy time.
And their biggest investor in this latest round, it was the Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, which is an education foundation.
Kids are the users, but parents are the customers and they need help.
Focusing on the customer is why Love Every is closer to a $1 billion valuation.
Idaho!
Jack, can you and your turtleneck whip up the takeaways for us before the weekend?
Redbox still has 40,000 DVD kiosks, and Nick's crewneck is still jealous.
They're going to usher in the ultimate American couch potato from DVDs over to streaming.
Amazon just reported serious growth slowdown.
But their capital advantage is their competitive advantage.
Love Every is worth nearly $1 billion with their pleasant wooden Montessori toys.
Baby is the user, but parent is the customer. Now time for our snack fact of the day, which is actually your Halloween costumes that we asked you for the most snacky Halloween costumes you could come up with.
Business-themed snacky costume ideas. You didn't disappoint.
No, you didn't disappoint, Snackers. Jack, what's the first one we got here?
Jeffrey Middleton says you could just wear a cardboard box and drape it in chains.
Boom, that's blockchain.
How about Joey Shevlin, who is a toilet paper roll?
Yes, but just the cardboard part, because that's all we got these days.
COVID hoarders are the worst.
Matt in Michigan is going as Enron Burgundy. That's Enron Burgundy.
That is a good throwback. How about Sherilyn McKinney, who has a solid couples costume idea?
Yeah, here we go. She's going as a rocket and her husband is going as a billionaire.
Together, you're an expensive midlife crisis.
There you go. And maybe the T-boy of all T-boys, Jack, Peter Collins is going as a calendar with popcorn all over it.
Snacks daily.
Boom.
That's the T-boy.
Have a fantastic Halloween.
Nick and I'll see you Monday.
Can't wait. And before we go, Vinny and Angie Sabatino are getting married in lovely Lake Tahoe this weekend. Fantastic weather.
I had my honeymoon there.
It's a wonderful place.
Congratulations to Andrew and Samantha McGowan, who are getting hitched, and they have snacked daily throughout their engagement.
Lindsay and Gus, congrats on the baby girl Clay down in San Diego.
Luna is the new Boston Terrier puppy going down with Michael and Vicky.
And happy birthday to Pablo Luisiago in Costa Rica.
And Karen in Panama City, Panama.
And Sarah Maida in Mumbai. Mumbai, India.
Happy birthday to Keswick Chu in Toronto, Canada.
And Ravi Doshi over in Ontario, Canada.
And Katie Bilinovich in Columbus, Ohio.
And Jason Day, happy birthday studying up at Tuck for his MBA.
Happy birthday, Crystal May in Fairfax, Virginia.
And Matt Fay in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
And Grace Ann Stewart, happy 50th in Half Moon Bay, California.
And happy birthday, Anthony Jacob down in Dallas.
Congrats to Ryan Robledo in Seattle for making it another year.
And Lily McCann's got her 1 year snackiversary over in Pennsylvania.
Anybody else celebrating today? Make it a T-boy.
Celebrate the wins.
This is Jack. Nick's an investor in BarkBox. I'm a customer of BarkBox. And I own stock of Netflix and Amazon too.
Robinhood Snacks, newsletters, and podcasts reflect the opinions of only the authors who are associated persons of Robinhood Financial LLC and do not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc. or any of its subsidiaries or affiliates. They are meant for informational purposes only and are not a recommendation to buy or sell any security, cryptocurrency, or investment strategy in any account. This is not an offer or sale of a security, not a research report, and is not intended to serve on the basis for any investment decision. Any third-party information provided therein does not reflect the views of Robinhood Markets Inc., Robinhood Financial LLC, or any of their subsidiaries or affiliates. All investments involve risk, including loss of principal and past performance, does not guarantee future results. Robinhood Financial LLC, member FINRA, SIPC.
I consider a turtleneck a pedestal for my noggin.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.